What kind of advice would you give to a 16-year-old who wanted to get into the film business?
I would say, first of all, there's more to the film business than just being an actor. Think about the reason, get into it for the right reasons. If you're getting into it because you think it's glamorous and you know, you're in it for the money and the glamour and the fame, then you're probably not going to, you know, even if you look at the biggest stars in the world, yes, they potentially get paid a lot of money and they go to attend premieres and blah, blah, blah. But that's their work. So the premiere for me, I'd shoot a movie for free if they paid me to go to the premiere, because that's pressure. That's work for me. You know, it's about hard work. If you look at who's the biggest female actress you can think of?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. That lady probably gets on set at 7 o'clock in the morning and she doesn't get off set till maybe 9 or 10 at night. And she'll do that 6 days a week, probably 40 weeks of the year. You know, it's hard. It is hard work. So I'd say prepare to work, to work hard. Don't rush it. You know, a lot of the time, I didn't start acting until I was 29. I'd never acted before I did Spaced. And never give up, you know. Whether you want to be a writer or an actor or a director or an editor or a costume designer, or, you know, never give up.
That's going to be great advice. And we're going to put
this... I know that's really boring. It sounds obvious, but it just, you know, nothing, you'll never do anything if after a month you think it's too hard. I don't want to do it.
You've got to have that passion, that Cuban passion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You do.
No, and I mean, this is great advice because we often like send out some bits to like charities and things. So it's really nice to know. And I know we've spoken about your Mexican restaurant experience, but was that your worst job? Did you have another?
No, I worked on a kibbutz for ages. I was on a kibbutz for like 20 months, and there were some horrible jobs I did there. I once opened, I was under a house, and I worked as a plumber, and I opened the bottom of this flow pipe. And about 3,000 litres of human filth poured onto me in my eyes and mouth. So that was a tough day, let me tell you. And also I worked in a chicken farm, which was kind of grim. As you'd start at like 3 a.m. and it was just probably the lowest point of my life.
Oh, God, well.
But even then, I've got to say, I always worked hard and enjoyed it. You know, I've never done a job that I didn't like.